It's impossible in 4 minutes to summarize who and what happened throughout a year of the regional art scene, but we've cobbled together this sampler platter from among the 60 or so stories about local artists and arts happenings that we produced in 2019. Arguably the biggest story or stories were the reopenings 2 days apart in November of the Asheville Art Museum and the Center for Craft in downtown Asheville. We went to the first public days of each, and here is Asheville artist Elizabeth Sauls giving her first impression of the art museum.
It's a reason to come downtown. There's a lot of different beautiful galleries and things like that, but it's a draw. You know, one of the reasons why you'd want to live in a metropolis is for the arts. You know, otherwise I'd go live in a beautiful log cabin on a mountain.
Many more artists had impacts below the line of wide public attention. At the Arthur Eddington Center this past June, teens of color worked with adult mentors to use audio, video, photography, and collage to document South Side stories. Here is one of those adult mentors, artist Sekou Coleman.
This Southside community really is in need of having an opportunity for its story, its history, its heritage and culture to be preserved and amplified in ways that it has not been.
In Cherokee Central Schools, the Cherokee Chamber Singers have re-engaged young people to their heritage. Before bringing his singers to Asheville for a performance in November, choral director Michael Yannetti talked about how far his singers have come in the 6 years he's run this program.
There was just sort of this explosion in the theater. And I just had a lot of people who are Cherokee who came up to me and said, I never thought we'd see, you know, our kids being outwardly expressive like that on stage in such a big way.
Back in April, we told listeners about a group of local pastors who took a year of classes through the Asheville Improv Collective. Here is one of those pastors, Esta Jarrett, discussing her experience.
If you come into this experience with something in mind already mapped out that you want to do, it defeats the purpose of it. So someone like me who excels in planning everything well in advance, I have to stop that entirely. It's been very, very healthy for me and very frustrating and challenging, but I come away just exhilarated.
Amid the scores of books, albums, paintings, and plays created by locals, several came from artists working off the beaten path. At Blue Ridge Community College in Flat Rock, the theater department annually produces new work diving into real social issues. In March, the theater staged Battered, a play about domestic violence by Katie Winkler, head of the school's English department.
Looking at domestic violence from three different time periods and seeing the similarities in the abusers. It's complicated, but I'm telling you, it works. I'm surprised myself that it works, but this is the best thing I've ever written.
Edwin Salas is a Mexican native now living in Asheville. His mother was murdered when he was a child, and Salas said he was raped as a teenager. Those traumas have shaped an artist who has fast earned a reputation here for twisted, unhinged puppetry, theater, and clowning. We profiled Salas in August.
You know, it's a lot of person say, well, after to know about your life, it's amazing you're not a serial killer or you're not take tons of drugs, tons of alcohol. I never take drugs in my life. Because I make performance with my traumas.
Kira Bursky is a rising filmmaker who turned her apartment into an immersive multimedia installation about suffering and overcoming depression. We profiled Bursky earlier in December.
I have an obsession and a passion for diving deeper and deeper into the psyche and into how we define and interact with reality.
Asheville hip-hop artist Musashi Zero wrote his new music through the anger over the death of a close friend from a fentanyl overdose. We spoke with him in October.
I wrote the record to be very deliberate and very transparent and raw. I needed to use my music as a place where I could just freely speak my mind and say all the things that I wasn't getting out and saying to other people, really.
These and every other art story produced by Blue Ridge Public Radio are archived and searchable on our website, bpr.org. I'm Matt Pikin, back at you with more stories in 2020 with Blue Ridge Public Radio News.